Shir 25. And this shir will cover Siman Ayin Dalad and Siman Ayin Hay. Siman Ayin Dalad speaks about salting the spleen and salting the kidneys. The Gemara that speaks about spleen is immediately following the Gemara about Kovid and Chulin Kofir Aleph from an Aleph, and it's brought in Beis Yosef. Let's see inside. The Gemara said, Amalei Rabo Barav Huna LaDebei Rabo Barav Nachman Kavua Shesev Eira V'chatuch LeSachas. You have to cut the liver lengthwise and widthwise and put the cut face down. V'hani milikavta, that's by liver. Aval tichla, but it's spleen, shumna ba'almahu, it's only fat. So the machlokes is exactly what does it mean in the Gemara that it's only fat. So it depends on what's the reason that you have to cut the liver shesiv erev. Tosfos learns that the reason that you have to cut the liver shesiv erev is not because of the simponos, because Tosfos holds that from this Gemara you see that if it was because of the simponos, by spleen, the Gemara would not have to tell us you don't have to cut it, because you can see that there's no simponos in the spleen. So therefore Tosfos learns that the reason you have to cut the liver shesiv erev lengthwise and widthwise by the liver is because it has a lot of dam, so if you don't cut it, the roasting won't take out all the blood, and it will come out when you cook it. So according to Tosfos, the reason we have to cut the liver is because it has a lot of dam. So the Gemara is now saying that by spleen, it's only fat, which Tosfos explains means that the spleen itself is fat, not blood, like by liver. So therefore, we don't have to cut it. But you do have to salt it because of the blood inside, like you have to salt every piece of meat. That's what Tosfos explains. But Rashi, who holds that the reason we have to cut a liver is because of the simponos. So what is the Gemara telling us over here? So Rashi says, Aval tichla ein boi dam. The spleen does not have blood. So the Madani Yontif explains that Rashi means not that there's no blood at all. The Gemara says explicitly in Krisus that the spleen has blood. So the Madani Yontif explains that Rashi means ein boi dam means it has no simponos of blood, and therefore it does not have to be cut shesiv erev. In any case, we see that by the spleen, you don't have to cut a shesiv erev, but you have to salt it, just like you have to salt a regular piece of meat. So now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, HaTchol afal pi sheyesh b'mara admumis, the Tchol, even though it has a reddish color, v'nirik ribudam, and it looks like it has a lot of blood, dinek hashav basar, it still has the din of regular meat, and therefore, it could be salted without cutting it, and it's mutter. So now, the Taz brings a story of the spleen that was roasted without removing the fats. So even though it's not a very common case, but we do see a big point in this din. Let's see inside. I'm going to skip the first part of the Taz, Kosev HaTorah. We're going to go down to where it says, Kosev B'Hagoyes Sheri Doira. So the Taz says, Kosev B'Hagoyes Sheri Doira, Maisa Hoye B'Tchoil, there was a story with a spleen, Shenitzla B'Lo Nika, it was roasted without removing the fats. There are certain fats in the animal that are usher to eat and have to be removed. The removing of these fats is called nikur. So you didn't do nikur, and on the tchol there were some fats that were aser, and the spleen was roasted. V'hitahu av Reb Meshulam v'chaveroi, and Reb Meshulam and his chaverim permitted it. The bottle chaylev hatchol b'tchol atzmai or v'chaylev hakosher shaboy, because the chaylev on the spleen is bottle in the spleen itself, and the other chaylev, there's other fats on the spleen that are kosher. Because they estimated that the spleen with the kosher fats is 60 against the forbidden fats. Ravio, Atkan Lashonai. This is the great Sheridori bringing from the Ravio, one of the Rishonim. This is a side point. Sheridori was a Rishon, and on the side is a great Sheridori, which is a collection of Rishonim. Most of it is from the Trum Sedeshon, but it brings from other Rishonim, as in this case from the Ravio. In any case, we see that the Ravio quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam that there was 60 in the kosher chaylev and the spleen against the forbidden chaylev. Because of Teres Chatos, Klal Lamed Aleph, Teres Chatos writes, Umash Mahaloshon, the Stam Tchoyel Ka'omer Duhu Kach. It says that generally, this is the din of spleen, that the 60 in the spleen and the kosher fats against the forbidden fats. The Lavkein, Ma'aka Mashmalon, because if he's not telling us a general din of spleen, what's the Chiddush? If he estimated it, and only in that case it's mutter, but other cases possibly it's aser, then he doesn't have to tell us that it's mutter. We know that if the 60 it's mutter. So therefore, the Torah Chatos has a question that why don't the Paiskim write that just like by Leiv we learned that every chicken has 60 against the heart. It should also say that every spleen with the kosher fats has 60 against the forbidden fats. So the Toras Chatas says, "V'efshar dafka hasam shiurikach." Perhaps that only over there, in that case, they estimated that there was 60, but it's not a general rule. So what's the chiddush? V'kamash malon the shuman hatchoil mefafeya, and the chiddush is that the fats of the spleen spread v'dina b'shishim afilu b'tzliya, and therefore you need 60 even by roasting, even though me'ikra din by roasting all we need is an atila. But if it's shamein, if the pli is so fatty, even by roasting we need 60, like we're learning halachas taruvos. So over here the chiddush is that the fats of the spleen are considered fatty, because as we'll learn, not all fats are considered fatty. But over here, the fats of the spleen are considered fatty, and therefore I need 60 against the other fats of the spleen. But then when we get to Kuf Hei, that lamaisa by roasting, according to the Ramah, we need 60 in all cases, because we don't know how to differentiate between what's fatty and what's not. But Mi'ikra Din, you only need 60 where it's fatty. So over here, the chiddush is that the chaylev of the spleen is called fatty, and therefore you need 60. So the Paras Chata says, "Al ken ein lismach lahakol b'stam t'chol mikoach ze." So therefore, since we have a different chiddush of this case, so therefore we can't presume that in all cases that is the 60 in the kosher part of the spleen against the aser fats. Elam ken borish yesh shishim behetu negda. Unless we know for sure, we measured and we know for sure that the 60 against the aser fats. However, if she lived a oliyashu aloshin, ad kan l'shenay. Since it's possible to check, and we can be miyashiv the story that it's not coming to tell us a general rule that is 60. Therefore, we always have to go check, in the case of a spleen, that is 60 against the forbidden fats. So the Taz says, Ulanias daiti, in my humble opinion, the vade loikoil al stam t'choil. That certainly Rabbeinu Meshulam was not saying a general rule by spleen that is 60. The gabi leiv matzinu shahayaka bola biyodam al ze. That because by leiv, we find that they had a tradition that there was 60. V'leishiru ba'atzmai. And they didn't measure themselves. Elamidi de toli b'shir ein losses by klal. Because something that needs an estimation, you can't give a general rule. Only if you have a tradition that is 60. By leiv, they had a tradition that there was 60 from the earlier chachomim. So in such a case, we could say there's 60. But if you measure and you see that there's 60, you can't say a general rule. Kilefa'amim lo yiyakach, because sometimes it won't be that there's 60. V'horaya, I'll bring you a proof, shekosav v'achroinim, because the achroinim write, t'lefa'amim yesh af b'chaticho shel oif, shishim neged ha'leif oya kovid. It's possible that even in a piece of the chicken, even part of the chicken, there could be 60 against the heart and against the liver. Afal p'shekosav, shim ein ha'oif sholim, ein shom shishim. Even though we learned that even by a whole chicken, there's not 60 against the liver, but the achroinim write, they sometimes do find that there's 60, even in part of the chicken, against the liver. So you see, you can't say general rules, except by leiv, that we have a tradition that is 60. Ela kochot ha'kabola hi b'im ha'oif sholem b'vada yesh b'bevach shishim. It has to be that when we said that there's 60 in the chicken against the heart, it was a tradition that if the chicken is whole, there's certainly at least 60. V'meina sholem talaburi sayin, but if the chicken is not whole, you have to go and measure by yourself to see if there's 60. So what do we see? That the only time we could say a rule that there's 60 is only if we have a tradition, but not through our own measurements. V'im kein, heich nema b'tchoil, kivan shehem shiru ba'achas, yekein la'olam. So therefore, how can we say by spleen that they measured, in the case of Rabbeinu Meshulam, that that's a general rule? V'halad l'fa'amim yesh chelev harbe, l'fa'amim ma'at shu kochush. Because sometimes you have a lot of forbidden fats, and sometimes, if it's a lean animal, you have very little fat. Al kein, ein, kan chumro, therefore, in the case of a troil where it's roasted, it's not just a chumah, it's also gomer, unless we know for sure that is 60. So we see a big rule from the Taz, that we can't make general rules. Each person has to measure himself and see what's the case if it's 60 or if it's not 60. You can't say that it's, let's say, 8 ounces is 60 times a teaspoon or a tablespoon, because sometimes the tablespoons are thick, sometimes the tablespoons are thin. Every case is different. So therefore, you have to measure yourself. And sometimes if you measure, let's say that you take a very thick tablespoon, you measure and you know that is well more than 60 in 8 ounces. So in such a case, you'll know when to be makel. But to say general rules, we see from the Taz, you can't save on your own estimation, because every case is different. That's the Taz. So now let's see the Ramah. Ramah says, Yesh oimrim shenagu shalei levashel haklayis, oi beitzei zachar, afilo l'achar shenikol oisan. There are those that say that we have a minig not to cook the kidneys, or the beitzei zachar, even after you do nikur. The klayis, you have to do nikur to remove the chalev that's attached to it, and the beitzei zachar have chute dam veins that have to be removed. So even though you remove the chalev or the veins, it's still a minig not to cook the klayis of beitzei zachar. Mishum de isbuhu loiv dam, because there's a lot of blood in the kidneys and beitzei zachar, and therefore the minig was not to cook them. But David and lochash, but David, if they were cooked, it's mutter. So the shach says, sif cotton bays, let's see inside, shalei levashel haklayis, kalayim habigdeira, you shouldn't cook them in a pot. Rather, you should roast them. The lashon habeis yosef, and the beis yosef says, v'anu nohagnu hetu levashlam, we have the minig to permit them to be cooked, v'leshamanu pleitzepe, and we never heard anyone that said differently. Adkan, that's the beis yosef. So the shach says, umendinas elu eino egenken. And our countries, we don't have this minig. So now, the Sifzitas in Sifkot and Beis is in doubt, what did the Shach mean? Is it going on the Beis Yosef, that we don't have the minig of the Beis Yosef that permits it? Rather, it's Aser, L'chatrila, like the minig of the Ramah, or is it going on the Ramah? And he's saying, in our places, we don't have this minig to ask for it, and therefore we could cook it like the Beis Yosef said. So then he brings the Beis Lechem Yehuda that says that the minig is that you could cook it, and it concludes with Chazi Ma'amadova. You should go look and see what the people are doing. It means follow the minig. So the Dakei Shuvah learns that he means to be Mekel. It's also the Psak of the Chavistas, Mefurashin Chidushim Sifkot and Beis, that you can cook the kidneys. However, those are Machmer, the Chochmas Adam. Therefore, the Madani HaShulchan concludes that one who is Machmer should get a bracha. So now let's just finish doing more. By the Dalet of the Shach. You can salt all these with other meat, which the Shach explains in Sifkot and Dalet that this means even above meat. Even though they have a lot of blood, so long as you remove the krumim and the chalev, forbidden membranes and the forbidden fats. That's Simen Ayin Dalet. Now let's see Simen Ayin Hay. The source of this Simen is the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Brought by the Beis Yosef. The Gemara says, Amar of Mishaoshia, El Machzikin Dam B'Bnei Mayim, which Rashi explains that the B'Nei Mayim don't have blood to aser it if it's not salted. So we'll see later if that means there's no blood or maybe there's only a little bit of blood. We'll see later on. Tugumah, so the Gemara explains, what's included in B'Nei Mayim? A Karkasha, the Karkasha's the rectum, Umaya, and the stomachs, V'Hadra de Kanto, which Rashi says is the Dakin Shesobiv Akanto. Kanta is the fats amongst the intestines of the animal, and the part of the animal that goes around the fats is the hadra de kanto. This in English is the colon, which is the main part of the large intestines. So Rashi on Divrei Masechta Maya says what's included in the stomachs, keva, that's the fourth stomach of the ruminant animal, the keres, that's the first stomach, which includes the basic koises, the second stomach, as we'll soon see, Vesharadakam and the small intestines. However, the Ran brings Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the keres is not included in the stomachs regarding this din, because the Gemara says that if a needle is found in the Besakoisis, that's the second stomach, if you don't see a drop of blood by the needle, you know that the needle punctured the animal after Shechita, and therefore it's not a trefil. So what do we see? That there is blood in the Besakoisis. And the same goes for the keres. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds that the keres is not included. However, the Ran says there is no proof from over there. Well, certainly that there is a little bit of blood in the keres in the basic crisis. Because even Dakim, which everyone agrees is included in this den, also we see has a little bit of blood. So therefore, the keres in the basic crisis are also included. And the din over here is that, since it only has a little blood, it's not enough to aser if it's cooked without being salted. That's the Gemara. Now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, En machzikin dam b'bnei mayim. We do not say there's blood in the stomachs, meaning enough to require salting. Kugan bekeres, for example, the first stomach, uba keva, the last stomach, uba daken, which over here includes both the large and small intestines, uba chacholis, and the rectum. Beloy shuman shalem, without the fat on it. If it doesn't have the fat on it, we say that it has either little blood or no blood in it. Lefichach, therefore, and bishlam bekaderu, beloy malicha, if you cooked it without salting it, mutter. The stomachs and intestines are mutter. Elam ken ismik, unless we see that it gets red. So let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'kol sheken im nimelechu b'kli she'en amenukav. And certainly if it's salted in a utensil without holes, the mutter, that it's mutter. Meaning if it didn't become red. The Ramah is going on the first part of the Machaber. That it's mutter, if it was corked. And certainly if it was salted in a kli that did not have holes. Milechatchila tzricha malicha b'kli menukav. But lechatchila you have to salt them in a kli menukav. V'adocha tchila k'shabasin. And you have to wash it off before you salt it. So the Taz and Sifkot and Beis and the Shach and Sifkot and Hay say that the reason that you have to salt it is because there might still be some shuman stuck to it, and we'll see that the shuman needs salting. Therefore, you have to salt it. However, the Mishnah Zav brings the Ran that we said previously that there is a little bit of blood and intestines in their stomachs, and therefore lechatchila you have to salt it because ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. This means that we cannot intentionally mevatl iser. So since it's a little bit of blood, even though there'll certainly be 60 against it. But lechatchila, I can't go and cook it because the blood is not going to be bottle. Those are the two reasons for salting the stomachs and intestines lechatchila. Then the Ramah says v'yishcholken bekeres. For those that argue on the keres, but Oyimim and say the machzikim b'dam that there is blood in the keres. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. V'afilu b'di'eved aser bekeres u'besakosis k'shav aser. And even b'di'eved it's aser if you cook the keres u'besakosis just like other meat. Shach says this is also the opinion of the Mashal and the Bach. So therefore, the keres and beskoses, if they weren't salted, it's also even with the Eved, according to the Ramah. So the Taz in Sifkon Aleph discusses what's the din of the korkovan. That's the gizzard of birds and chickens. Does it have the same din as the stomachs of an animal? Or is the korkovan different? So let's see inside. We'll see the first part of the Taz. The Taz says, Kosev b'drisha, the korkovan shall oif havi b'mokam keres b'behema. The drisha says that the gizzard of the chicken is in the place of the keres of the animal, who others have the gizzard here, keva bibhema, and therefore will be mutter even going to the Ramah. But limachzakin and bodam, and when you say that there's no blood in it, or a little blood in it, kadashkachan in a chaticha she'ene wuliskabit, just like we find by a chaticha she'ene wuliskabit. This Torah in Simukuf Yud brings Rabbeinu Yehuda that the korkovan is not a chaticha wuliskabit. The din of a chaticha wuliskabit is that is not bottle. Anything that is fitting to serve to a guest is not bottle. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says that the korkovan is not included in this din, because he says shegam hakorkovan bechalal ma'ayim, because it's included in the stomachs. She'amru aleihem, that the Gemara says eichleim lav ba'inish, a person who eats them is not a ba'inish, which literally means the son of man, but over here means it's not from the respectable people. It's not something that respectable people eat. Adkan. That's the Drisha. So the Drisha says that just like Rabbeinu Yehuda says that the korkovan is included in Bnei Mayim regarding the din of Chaticha Uleskabed, that just like Bnei Mayim are not considered Chaticha Uleskabed because it's not a respectable dish. So just like we see it's included in the Bnei Mayim, so therefore it doesn't have to be salted, just like the Bnei Mayim do not have to be salted. So the Taz says V'lo Nehi V'lo Nehi Zdaiti. My humble opinion is it's not correct. D'ha Amrina B'Reish Beitzah Dab Zayin. Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza and Epsayin, come upon many times, Beloshin Zeh, Korkovan u'bnei mayim, Ike inchi deloy achli. The Gemara says that the Korkovan and the stomachs, there are those that don't eat it. Mashma de'enoi b'chlal ma'ayim. So we can infer that it's not included in the stomach. Because otherwise, why does the Gemara have to say both Korkovan and b'nei mayim? Why does the Gemara just say b'nei mayim if Korkovan is included? U'minzeh lomad ha'rav ben Yehuda, v'simen kufyud, the Korkovan havi b'zeh k'sham mayim. And from here, Rabbeinu Yehuda learns that korkovan has the same thing as other bnei mayim. Because the Gemara says, korkovan, yike inchi dolei achli. We don't see that the korkovan has a din of one of the stomachs. We see that it has the same din as the stomach regarding that it's not considered a food that's fitting to serve to guests. But we don't see that we look at it as bnei mayim, and therefore it has to be salted. V'reisi achose, b'smag, b'simen kuf mamalef. And afterwards I saw in the smag, sh'mevi gamkein din shel harav Rabbeinu Yehuda. He also brings the din of Rabbeinu Yehuda. The korkovan, that a korkovan is not called fitting to be served to guests. Or maybe sham shnei gemaras, and he brings two gemaras to prove this din. Ha'achas m'mesechas nedorim, daf nun dalad. One gemara is in nedorim, daf nun dalad. That a gemara says, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, kubayim pirish ma'ayim, lav basar. The stomach is not meat, v'echleim lav ba'inish. and those that eat them are not considered high class. Lachokach mevi gemora de resh beitza, and then he brings the gemora in the beginning of beitza, the shezachati that was mentioned before, the korkavan ubanei mayim ika inchi de loyachli, that the gizzard and the stomachs, there are those that don't eat it. So the Taz says v'kosha vade loma loy lahavi klal gemora de nedarim. Why does the smag have to bring the gemora nedarim? The shomlei huska klal korkavan. Over there, korkavan is not mentioned. It should have only brought the Gemara in Beitza that says Korkavan. If you want to prove the Korkavan is not a chetichul eskapid, so just bring the Gemara in Beitza. The Mefurisham Korkavan. Over there it explicitly says Korkavan. That's what the smag is coming to prove. He's coming to prove that the Korkavan is not a chetichul eskapid. El ha-poshut, the imi Gemara de Beitza l'chod, that if we just had the Gemara in Beitza, hava amino, kiven the omer sham, I would think that since it says over there, Ike inchi dole achli, there are those that don't eat it, minolon das lina beswayu. How do we know that just because there are some people that don't eat korkavan and bnei mayim, that that's who we follow? Dilma as lina beso eichlim. Maybe we follow those that do eat it, v'habi chetichu v'liskabit, and therefore it could be considered a chetichu v'liskabit. Alkein mevi gemora din adorim, damrinan ma'ayim eichlim lev ba'inish. Therefore, the smag brings the gemora of an adorim that says, that we see over there that korkavan and bnei mayim are a lower class food. Now Rashi over there explains. Therefore, the Gemara in Beitza that said that there are those that don't eat the korkavan and the bnei mayim, we see that those are the people that we follow. Therefore, by korkavan also, since we see that when the Gemara in Beitza says ikin shidei leachli, we see that those are the normal people. So therefore, korkavan as well, ikin shidei leachli is the norm, and therefore it's not a chetichul eskabit. The ha'omach b'chad l'shin l'korkavan im bnei mayim b'gemara de Beitza, because in Beitza the Gemara puts the korkavan and mayim together, and just like we see by bnei mayim that ikin shidei leachli, that's the norm. So by korkavan also, you can inchi del achli is a norm. There are those that don't need it. And therefore, it's not a chetichu v'liskabit. So therefore, he had to bring the gemara nedarim. Because just from the gemara beitza, we wouldn't know that the ikka inchi del achli is a norm. That when the gemara says, there are those that don't need it, that's the norm. But from the nedarim, we see that from achlim laba inish, we see that normally people don't eat it. And the gemara de nedarim pshita, the lay matzi lesui lechud. So why can the smag just bring the gemara nedarim? Shesham lehuska rak mayim, because over there it just says the stomachs. V'loy korkavan, it doesn't mention korkavan. V'ein korkavan b'chal mei mayim, and korkavan is not included in bnei mayim. So since korkavan is not included in bnei mayim, so the gemara nedarim that says eichleim labur inish is not enough to tell me that korkavan is not a chetichu leskabit. V'loy hevi gemara zu rak lefarish gemara de beitza. The only reason we bring the gemara nedarim is to explain the gemara in beitza. Lein mayim, to explain when the Gemara says ikidin shidalei achli, that it means that normal people don't eat it. Memela neidel afarish gam leinin korkavan kach, and therefore we'll know that by korkavan also ikidin shidalei achli means it's not normal to eat it. So that's why the Gemara brings the Gemara nedarim. But the Gemara nedarim itself is not enough to tell you korkavan because it doesn't mention korkavan. So we see that korkavan is not included in bnei mayim. They're nearly borer. This seems to me clear in the explanation of the smag. And also the explanation of the Torah in Simuk Kufyud. Even though he only brings the Gemara Nedarim, that from over there we see that we follow those that don't eat it, that's the norm. So therefore, korkavan as well is part of bnei mayim. Only regarding chetichu v'liskabit, that since people don't eat it, it's not called a chetichu v'liskabit. But regarding blood, we don't say it's part of bnei mayim, and therefore it has to be salted. So therefore, it seems to me clear that the korkavan has a din of meat. The rest of the Taz has a few more proofs to his opinion, but that's basically the conclusion that according to the Taz, the korkavan has a din of regular meat, and therefore it needs to be salted. This is also the opinion of the Shach in Sukkot and Aleph. It basically brings the same Gemara as the Taz. So now let's see the rest of the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says, "Aval shuman she'aleihem, Dinoi kashar bosar, the fats that are on the intestines, have the din of regular meat. Lefichach, kashar molchan halchal choylis, therefore if you salt the rectum, v'shamayim, or the other intestines, and molchan oisam mitzad pnimi, you should not salt them on the inside, me'evah ha'maychal, the side where the food goes through, Ela bitzanachitzen, rather you should salt it on the outside, shisham du shuman dovak, because the outside is where the fats are attached. So the Taz and Sifkotin Gimel and the Shach and Sifkotin Zayin say that the reason that it's enough to salt it on one side is because the shuman doesn't have so much blood, and therefore one side is enough. However, the Sisidas points out that this that we're permitting a salting on one side, that's only because it's a tircha. It's a lot of work to take off the fats and salt it on both sides. However, if you have fats that are removed from the animal, lechatchila, you should salt it on both sides. Like we'll see later in the Ramah. So then the Ramah says, v'malach ha'chocholos, if you salted the rectum, mitzad pnim, on the inside, v'loy mitzad chutz, and not on the outside, havi ke'ilu loynim lecha klal, it's as if it wasn't salted at all, v'mizbash lokach treifa, and if you cook it as is, it's treif, if there's shuman on the outside. So then, if you cook it, it's treif. If there's not 60 against the shuman, like we'll see soon from the Shach. And if it was not yet cooked, you should salt it on the outside, and it's mutter. So both the Taz and Sifkot Dalet and the Shach and Sifkot Yud Aleph point out that even though we learned in Siman Samach Tes, Sif Dalet, that only up to 12 hours can you go and salt the other side, because after 12 hours, we're afraid that since there's no more tzir coming out, the side that was salted will absorb from the side that was not salted. But over here, it's mutter even after 12 hours. And as the Sif Sidan says, even after a few days, it's still mutter to salt the other side, because since it only has a small amount of blood, we're not afraid that that small amount of blood will go into the other side. So let's see now the Shach, Sifkot and Ches. The Shach says, V'im nizbash l'kach treifa, if there's 60 against the fats and the ligaments, the part that's asur, hakol mutter, everything's mutter, adkan l'shani, meaning everything, even the shuman is mutter. So the Shach says, v'afal kav debaster shenisbashal balim alicha, nahakinan le'eser oisach aticha, af b'de'ika shishim. So even though meat that's cooked without salting, the minig is to asur it, even if there is 60, kedil el simen samachtes sifyun aleph, like we learned before in simen samachtes sifyun aleph, mekom mokim hocha hashuman nemas bekdeiro ve'ena nikar or bottle. Over here we could be mekal because the fat dissolves in the pot and it's not nikar, and therefore it's bottle. Inami, another reason we could be mekal over here, kivan dehasim gufa chumah ba'almo he, since over there it's only a chumah, yesh lahakel, over here we could be mekal kivan de'en dam nira la'ayin b'shuman, since there's no blood visible in the fat. By meat, it's just you can't see through it. But shuman, you see it has a white coloring. It doesn't look like it has any blood. Ubezeh says shapir, and with this, it comes out good. Hadesage b'shishim neged hashuman v'hagidim, why it's enough to have 60 against the fats and the gidim, v'libi'inan shishim neged kol al-chocholos, and we don't need 60 against the whole rectum. Why should we need 60? L'fisha yesu dovok po, v'nasas nabela. Because since the shuman is dovok to the chalcholos, so we learned before in Simanayin Beis, Simanayin Gimel, that any time that the lever covered is dovok, it asks to what it's attached to, and then we need 60 against the whole piece. So over here too, since the shuman is dovok to the chalcholos, we should need 60 against the whole chalcholos. Why is it enough to have 60 against the shuman? Elavadai kimen de neinu royis de les behudam lemaris ha'ayin. So we see that since there's no blood visible to the eye, b'vadihu ma'at mizeron, and it's certainly very little blood, v'ay l'hakal b'zeh, we can be mekal, kibin isadavik b'lav hachi chumah, since isadavik is only a chumah. V'chein kosev mashal, perik kol abosir, sem tzarek vav, kai gav na'en shum. This is also how the mashal writes in perik kol abosir. One more point on Shumon is the machlekes between the Minchas Yaakov, v'b'kiregur, and the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim in Mishpatei Zov, towards the end of Sifkot and Dalet and B'kiv Yeger, bring the Minchas Yaakov that says that this whole din that we said, that if you salted the inside and not the outside, it's also even b'di'evet, that's only by the Chalcholos. That's what the Ramah says. The Ramah starts, V'im molach ha'chalcholos. So the Mechas Yaakov says that's only the Chacholas, but the other intestines, if you salted them on the inside and not the outside, it would be Mutter B'dievet. However, the Prima Gladim says he doesn't understand this. He says, what's the difference between the Chacholas and the other intestines? Therefore, he says that even by the other intestines, if he salted the inside and not the outside, and it was cooked, it's also even B'dievet. That's the din of the Shuman. Now, the Ramah brings another din, that of eggs. What's the din of eggs? Does it have to be salted or not? So the Ramah says, just following the Yud-Alef of the Shach, Beitzim hanem tzoyim ba'oifais, eggs that are found in the chicken, la'achar shkita, after the chicken was shechted, and you cut open the chicken and you found inside eggs, im lo nigmar chelboin shalahem, raka chelboin levad, tzuichem malicha kashar basar. If the chelboin was not yet completed, the chelboin is the white, raka chelboin levad, and only the yolk was completed, it needs malicha like other meat. Or mutar l'malcham in basar, and you can salt these eggs with meat. That's the opinion of the Ramah. So let's see the Taz of Kotan Hay. Taz says, Umutu l'molchan b'basar, you can salt them with meat, Rashal, perikol abasar, semen beiz, lit posakin. The Rashal does not paskin like the Ramah. Alakosav zel ashoinai, rather he writes, and these are his words, Ule inyan malicha, yira, regarding salting, it seems, she'ein l'hokal kalal, v'lemloyach oisa beitza, she'nimtsis v'tanu goylis, you should not be mekel and salt the eggs that are found inside the chicken with the chicken. The afal pi shana machmirim a mochem kol ha-beitzim, even though a machmir we salt all eggs, ha'le medina le'boi, menadin, we don't have to salt all the eggs. V'le oid, el afilu nigmar ha-chalman levad. And this is even if only the yolk is complete. The chashvina mekubasim medina, v'le karashi, and we look at this egg that has a din of meat, which has ramifications in basa b'cholov, which we'll learn about in Siman Pesayin and Sifhei, the Loika Rashi, which is not like Rashi. Rashi holds that once the yolk is complete, it no longer has a din of meat. But even though we don't pass it like Rashi, and we pass on that, it has a din of meat. Soif soif, ein naim royis, shein boidam. Nonetheless, we see that there's no blood in the egg. Vegam ein lot sir, shepoilet memena. And it doesn't have any sir that comes out. Vim kain, ein a true deliflate. And therefore, it's not busy giving off blood, but tivla dam hatanagoilis. And it will absorb the blood of the chicken and it will become asur. Void nearly, the shapa bola upalta alide melach, afilu niskash lagamri. And furthermore, even if it has the hard shell, we still say it absorbs and gives off, and therefore will be asur if it's salted with the chicken. Because it will absorb the blood from the chicken and it doesn't have its own blood to say, ad diyifla dam de de yifla mashabola. Doha afilu klicheris shamalach by basar. Because even a kli cheres that you salted meat in, afilu hu manuka, even if it's a perforated kli, also lechal boy v'seach, you can't use fahat, like we learned in Sima Semach Test if you'd zayin. Kol shekhen hachas, so therefore kol shekhen over here, the egg will absorb blood and be asr. Afilu hachi nirali, even so, it seems to me, she'en oiseres esag tenegoylis enam lechas ima, that the egg, even though it becomes asr, will not asr the chicken that's salted with it, kamay gabi dogam v'ifis, just like we learned by chicken and fish that are salted together, that even though the fish become asr, the fish won't asr the chicken. Akan l'shani, that's the mashal. So the task continues, of isr v'heter shaloi, that the mashal and isr v'heter on the shari daira, kosav oid, he makes another point, din isbashla ha-beitza ha-zois ha-neseres, if this beitza that became asr is cooked, aiseres mashon isbashla imad shishim, or will asr what's cooked with it, if it's not 60 against the egg. V'dvor of Nirin Iker, l'halach l'maisa. It seems to me that his opinion is halach l'maisa. V'ayin simen peizayin l'inyin basar b'cholav. And simen peizayin will discuss eating eggs with meat regarding the din of basar b'cholav. That's the Taz. So what the Taz is basically saying is that according to the Marshal, you can never salt eggs with chicken, and if you did salt it, it's asur b'dievet in all cases, whether it just has the yolk or if it's complete with the shell, it's asur. However, it will not ask for the chicken salted with it. So now, on this point that the Marshal says that the egg is asr, so the Chavistas asks, the salting should not ask for it more than a klipa. Since we will learn, Simen Tzadik Ches Sif Dalet, that if I salt in a kli, the salting will only ask for the kli a klipa. So for here, if I'm comparing the egg with the shell in it to a kli cheres, it should only ask for a klipa, which is the shell itself, and therefore you could remove the shell and eat the egg. And this is also how the Goyin understands the Ramah. When the Ramah says Mi'u b'di'evet ain lochosh, that if you salted a complete egg with chicken, you don't have to worry, the Gaon says the malicha ain a'iser ele k'dei klipa, because malicha only acts as a klipa, and then I'll take off the shell, and then everything else will be mutter. This is also how the Kresi understands. So there are many achronim that say that we can go like the Ramah, and all we have to do is remove the shell, since that's all that became aser, and the rest of the egg is mutter. The Mishnah Tzav and Sifkat Nehei also says that the Mashal is only according to his opinion. That we learned in Siman Samech Tes Sif Yud Zayin that the Ramah holds that even if I salted in the Klicheres Menukav and then I used it for hot afterwards, it's mutter b'di'evet. And the Mashal over there says that it's aser even b'di'evet. So it's only Mashal l'shitasai, and therefore we can be makel like the Ramah. The only problem with that is that both the Taz and the Shach over there go like the Mashal. They both bring the Mashal and say that we have to be machmer in a klicheres not to use it for hot, and even b'dievet if I salt it in a klicheres, menukav, and I used it for hot, the food's aser, meaning I'll need 60 against the klipa. So the Prima Gadim doesn't really help us so much, but we still have the Chavistas and the other Achrenim that say that only a klipa is aser, and therefore we can remove the klipa of the egg, and the rest of the egg will be mutter. That's the din of eggs. Now let's just finish off the Ramah, the last two lines. V'chol shuman afilu shel oifos, any fat, even that of chickens, dinei kishabasar, has a din of regular meat, leinim licha v'adocha, that you have to salt it and wash it off. And these both v'adocha before and then v'adocha afterwards, and you have to salt it. And from here, the Sif Sedas, Sifkat Zayin says, like we said before, that we see that shuman you have to salt lechatchila on both sides. It's only when it's stuck onto the ilchal cholos of my mayim that I don't have to remove the shuman and I can salt it just on the outside. That's Sif Aleph. Now let's see Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, "B'nei mayim b'lo shuman she'aleihem afal pi she'ein machzikin behem tam." The stomachs without the fats on them, even though we say they don't have any blood in it or enough blood to aser, mutar lamalchem abasar. Nonetheless, you can salt the b'nei mayim with meat. So the Taz and the Shach bring the reason they let us salt it with meat. Let's see the Shach inside. Sifkat Yud Gimel. Mutar l'tzleisim abasar mishum detzir yesh lehem. Because the Bnei Mayim have tzir. V'chol shehin poltun tzir, and b'leim. And since it's giving off tzir, it won't be b'leim, the blood. Rashba. This reason is from the Rashba. V'atoysus v'harosh v'haran, kasva atam, say the reason. The mishuk shorek, that the blood slides off of the meat. So the Shach says, v'af agav desoba leila hanach poiskim, d'loik rabbeinu tam, even though these poiskim don't hold like rabbeinu tam, the sviru le mishuk shorek, v'malicha, okumashon isbar, v'simen ayin. Even though these Rishonim don't hold of Rabbeinu Tam, this is the reason of Mishuk Sharek, like we said in Siman Ayin, Rabbeis Yosef, Hokva Kosvo, Hatesis, Reperke Kol HaBosser, Daf Kuf Yud Reizim Ad Beis, Vagoyis Maimonis Perek Vav, Vagoyis Yavet Doira, Visha Poiskim, Dainu Taima, Mishum Nemistama, Ika Gumois VaBosser. What's the reason that we don't hold of Mishuk Sharek? It's because there's pockets in the meat, Vagoyis Sharek, and therefore one slide off. Vihilkach Babnei Mayim, the Chalokamim, therefore, by the intestines, which are smooth on the outside, sharper, aminon, the shorek, we can say that the blood slides off. Inami, v'hu iker, another reason we can say, mishrak shorek, the hecha, the polat seer, aminon, sharper, the shorek, that where it's giving off seer, we say that it slides off. Meaning that it's not the usual din of mishrak shorek. Mishrak shorek over here means, I did yiflat seer, lo yiflat dam, like the first reason that the Shach says. Mashal writes in this Svorah, it can be proven from many places. So, what comes out of the Shach is that we have two reasons. Either because Adid Yiflat Seir Loi Bola, or because of Mishrak Shorek. So then he has two ways of explaining Mishrak Shorek. Either because over here the intestines are smooth, and therefore we can say Mishrak Shorek, or when we say Mishrak Shorek, it really means the same as the first reason. That, since it's Seir coming out, it won't get absorbed. Let's see the Ramah. V'yesh oisrim l'mochem abasar. There are those that aser to salt the intestines with meat. Machi noigim l'chatchila. This is the minig l'chatchila. U'b'dievet mut. However, b'dievet, if you salted it with meat, the b'nei mayim amutal b'dievet. And the Taz in Sifkat Zayin says that according to Mashal, it's mutter even l'chatchila to salt b'nei mayim with meat, and that's the minig. Let's see now Sif Gimel. Shuman ha-kanta. The fats of the kanta. The kanta is the fats that are in between the intestines. Sha'ala dakim, which are on the intestines. Malayim hutim dakin, they have many small veins. Malayim dam, which are full of blood. Ulefichach hesh oisim oisolakadeva, and therefore there are those that answer it to be cooked. Afilo ayadechaticha o malicha, even by cutting it and salting it. Ba'achshav noigin hater, But the minig now is tomato to eat it, salting and cooking it. Ve'oisim chute dam, and these veins, kishu adam baki behem, moitchan umafshilan, someone who's a professional can cut them out and remove them. Naturally, sure, echad behem until none are left. So if you have someone who is able to take out the, knows how to take out the veins, then you can salt and eat the shuman akanta. That is simen ayin hei. And with the simen, we finish all the parts of the animal. We went through, starting from simen ayin aleph, we discussed the head and the hooves. Simen ayin beis, the heart, and at the end we discussed the lungs. Simen ayin gimel, we discussed the liver. Simen ayin dalet, the spleen and the kidneys. And simen ayin hei, all the intestines. So that basically finishes the salting. In the next simen, we're going to go on to another way to kasher meat, and that's roasting.